Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on etheric bodies, although the term etheric is not used for them sometimes. Sometimes it's just auras, or more commonly, subtle bodies. I think I got the best search on Google when I hit search for subtle body systems. So we're going to go through the different frequencies and the different sounds of each of the subtle bodies intuitively, whatever we come up with, and we'll do meditations and such. And the intention is that they may all be clear and the energy between them flows perfectly in all of us. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you a little bit about what's happening at the school. We've got a week from, actually, this coming Friday night, April 9th, we're doing the Sound of Love concert. If you're not in the area, you should get a ticket and fly in. And it's amazing. We've got a whole range of instructors and students and musicians. We have a cello player, a couple of keyboard players, Jan Sircone, Sylvina, Evely. There's a whole range of unbelievable singers, and when we've done this before, it's been really incredible where we all end up in a really high state of love and light. So if you can make it down, it's this Friday night at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10 p.m., April 9th. We've also got classes online starting April 17th. That's Saturday, April 17th. If you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2HUM, 2HUM. Or you could use our 800 number, 800-9000-MIX. And then we've also got the next semester at the Institute starting May 24th. We're doing the three-month certificate program, May 24th to just about the end of August. And that's three nights a week and some weekends. And we also have the summer intensive, and that's if you're out of town. That's what's made for people that are out of town, where you can fly in and do 2 weeks from June 13th to the June 26th. And it's day and night. You know, I think I mentioned we thought we might kill people, but what happens is people get in the zone when they're there day and night for 7 days a week. We actually take off one day, so it's really 6 days a week. So if you can make it for that, let us know. You can find out more information at soundhealingcenter.com. Starting May 17th, we have our whole series of audio recording classes for sound healing going on. We also have an advanced audio recording class now. For those of you that know how to record already, we'll just go through the aspects of sound healing audio production. And again, that's May 17th. We have a online version starting the week of April 12th. And then we've also have some meetup groups on April 16th and April 30th. Yeah, Friday, April 16th and April 30th. And you can find that on our website, soundhealingcenter.com. So if you have any questions, give us a call, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. So looking through the web, and it's interesting, of course, there's not a whole lot of agreement on what the subtle bodies around the body are, but there's one system that seems to keep popping up on the web that seems to be pretty well known, although there's Barbara Brennan's system, and that seems to be a little bit different. And there's even a chart in one page on the web that shows the different systems from the beginning of time. And that was really interesting. But I want to use this one system that I keep seeing here, and that's seven different etheric bodies or subtle bodies. And we're going to go through each one and tune into the frequency of each one and really just check them out sound-wise. The first body that some of them skip is, of course, the physical body. I can backtrack a bit. Some people say, or at least Alice Bailey and various other people that are in that school of thought say that there is the soul. So there's your soul frequency, and we've talked about and found our soul frequency in the class before. And we also have a treatment in the center. We can even do it over the phone, so you can get a crystal bowl in that key. But that's your soul frequency. And Alice Bailey says that frequency is carried from lifetime to lifetime, so that you always have the same soul frequency. It's like that one frequency of that cell is carried from lifetime to lifetime. So that's the soul body, so to speak. And there are some places on the web here that talk about the soul body. Then there's the physical body. The physical body, Alice Bailey even says that your physical body has a specific frequency that is different from lifetime to lifetime. So you can find your physical, I've never really found the physical body resonance. I mean, there's the resonance based on the size of your body, but I haven't really found the actual physical body frequency for myself. I should start looking for that. So there's the physical body, very dense physical matter, of course. But of course, the physical body is affected by all of the other subtle bodies. And the first layer that they talk about is the etheric body. I often call all the other bodies etheric bodies, and I've heard them referred to as that way. But commonly, the etheric body is just the first one. And it's the closest energy body to the physical. It's what is made evident through Kirlian photography, where you see all the different colors and such around your aura. And the etheric body, this etheric body extends 1/4 to 2 inches beyond the physical body and pulsates at 15 to 20 cycles per minute. I've never seen anybody put something in cycles per minute. That's 900 to 1200 cycles per second. Here is 900 cycles per second. Yeah, I'll just put it next instead of trying to sing that high. It's really high. It's really high. 900 cycles per second. Okay. So that's the etheric body. Let me go up to 1200 cycles per second. Enter 1200 here. 1200. And listen to this one. This is the higher range. I can't sing that high. 1200 cycles per second. So that body is the entire body, including the organs, can be perceived, but is made can be perceived, but it is made of a bluish or gray light. It says if it's bluish, it's you're very emotional. If it's gray, then it's highly active. Interesting. So the etheric body is really just connected. I don't really have much other information on the etheric body here. I'd have to look it up. I'm not going to do that now. So take your hand, if you will, and hold it within this layer, which again is 1/4 to 2 inches. 1/4 to 2 inches around your body. And it's really totally in the shape of your body. It's just almost a reflection of your body. And if you tune into it, this etheric body is a very high frequency. So you can get that frequency going in your head. Let me play 1,000 hertz. Let's use 11. Let's use 1111. Okay, kind of right in between a nice frequency. We'll get that going. We have you sing this in your head because it's a little too high to sing naturally. Here's 1111, 1111 hertz. Okay, get that going and take that frequency. There we go. And let it, and transmit it with your mind. Kind of get it going in your head. Okay, hear it in your head. and transmit it with your mind to your entire etheric field around your body. Just resonate that frequency, kind of massage your entire etheric body with that frequency. Here it is again. Interesting. Nice high frequency. That felt pretty good. Okay, that's the first layer. The second layer is the emotional body. And since it's the emotional body, it's associated with feelings. It's more fluid in nature and does not duplicate the body as does the etheric body. This body is about 1 to 3 inches from the physical body. They say that the different subtle bodies around the body are not like onions where they just peel off. They're actually within each other. So the emotional body actually encompasses both the etheric body and, well, the emotional body. So it just goes a little further, but it still starts right at the body. Actually, it's about 1 to 3 inches, so it overlaps. Unlike the etheric body, which is blue or grayish, this one is more like colored clouds that change color depending on what kind of emotions the person is going through. Love, joy, excitement, even anger will result in very brilliant hues, whereas confused emotions will result in muddy tones. The body contains all the colors in the rainbow. So, love, joy, excitement. Let's see, maybe we'll play a song for this body because it is so susceptible to our emotions. Let's see, what would be good? Won't we play heart? We'll play heart and massage this body with love. So we can go ahead, Seth, go ahead and play heart. Okay. And bring this into that space around your body, which is 3 inches, 1 to 3 inches from the physical body. This is heart. Oh, are we playing? Mm-hmm. Play heart, Seth. Should be coming in just a second. Not hearing it. Hello. Are you there, Seth? Go ahead and play heart if you're there. Well, looks like he's not there right now. So we'll continue. With this etheric body, we'll do something else. Okay? We'll take you to a state of gratitude. My favorite little meditation, and that is gratitude for our whole body. We just have gratitude for every system within our body. Our digestive system, actually we could have gratitude for all of our subtle bodies, every part of our body. So go to that feeling of gratitude and just visualize or know that when you are feeling this gratitude for your entire life, for everything about your physical body, that your whole second subtle body is completely lighting up the emotional body. And it's lighting up to very brilliant hues as we feel this frequency of gratitude. So now, if you like, make the sound of the gratitude and take that sound and use your intention to focus that sound on your emotional body, 1 to 3 inches from your body. Interesting that Fabian Mamon in Los Angeles says that each of the subtle bodies actually goes up in frequency based on the harmonic structure of sound. And the harmonic structure of sound is mathematically mathematical multiples, which means whatever the physical body is, then the first layer would be double that frequency. The third layer would be triple that frequency. The fourth layer would be four times that frequency, and so forth. And what's interesting is when you do overtone singing, like I was just doing, those frequencies are mathematically mapping to your etheric bodies, to your subtle bodies. Because that those harmonics that you're hearing are the mathematical multiples. 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, and so forth. So they're corresponding precisely to your auras. Maybe not the exact frequency, because we really don't know the precise frequencies of each one, but at least the same mathematical structure. And that's why Fabian says it's good to use acoustic instruments, because the harmonics in acoustic instruments will more sweetly massage your, I keep wanting to say etheric bodies, but subtle bodies. Okay. So that was the emotional body. Then there's the third layer, which is the mental body. With an even more subtle composition, the mental body holds our thoughts and mental processes. It extends 3 to 8 inches from the body and generally has a yellow light, which radiates around the head and shoulders and extends to the body below. This yellow will brighten if a person is in deep thought or concentrating on mental activities. Although the color associated with the body is yellow, other colors are evident if there's an emotion associated with the thought stemming from the emotional body. Okay, so if we focus our mind in a very specific way, and I think one of the best focuses of mind is to either have the mind on one frequency, or to have the mind go through a series of changes similar to the Fibonacci curve, which is 1 plus 1 equals 2, 2 plus 1 equals 3, 3 plus 5 equals 8, 8 plus 5 equals 13, which is what you see in every bit of nature. So it's the conch shell spiral. And when your mind follows a spiral similar to the conch shell, then it's also very focused. Like, this means this, and this means this in relation to that. Very focused, step-by-step logic that is very clear. Okay. Now, it's nice when that mental body is also connected to nature and spirit, and that's kind of the Fibonacci curve. Okay. So let's just focus specifically on a certain frequency and focus the mental body, and we can see how yellow we can get. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use the color yellow and tune into the frequency and sound that I intuitively think of as yellow. So we can massage and resonate the mental body field, which is 3 to 8 inches around, mostly around the head. Okay? So we'll go ahead and focus on the mental body now. And here's the yellow, the yellow sound. I've got to keep my mind still when I do this, don't I? To resonate that energy. Frequency that is for our mental body, and each person has a different frequency, and each one of those frequencies is one of the 7 rays. You can look up 7 rays on Wikipedia and see those different 7 rays. See, maybe we'll do that right now. Okay. So we can talk about the 7 rays, 7 different frequencies for not only the mental body, but also for the emotional body, and the 7 rays frequencies for the soul as well that we were talking about earlier. Okay. So the 7 rays that can enliven each one of these etheric bodies, or at least a couple of them that we're talking about, are the first ray of willpower, which is a very lower frequency, very much low frequency. Well, I don't know exactly the frequency. There's no frequency here. It's diamond. Actually, it's a high frequency. Diamond is the jewel, so that'd be very high. And that's will and power. The color is blue. The cosmic master is Maurya. Second ray, which is another frequency, which is associated with sapphire, is love, wisdom. The third ray, active intelligence, is emerald. It's another frequency that could be resonating through the mental body. The fourth ray is harmony through conflict. The jewel is jasper. The fifth ray is concrete science. Oh, that might be the ray that resonates the best. I mean, if you're for the mental body, topaz. Sixth ray is love devotion, and that's ruby. And the seventh ray is ceremonial order, and that's amethyst. Each one has a master associated with it as well. So those might be enlivening each one of these etheric bodies or subtle bodies. Just to really give you another possibility here. Who knows when you really get down to it? You know? Okay, back to our subtle bodies. We're now going to the fourth layer, the astral level. This is a true bridge to the spiritual plane. When we start to work with this astral level and above, our perception ability and abilities leap from the physical to the subtle. Here we begin to perceive energies that are not of this vibrational frequency. I assume they're talking about the body. The body of the astral is composed of gorgeous clouds of color, which extend 6 inches or 1 foot from the body. Not only does it have the same colors of the rainbow like the emotional body, but a pink or rose hue is often present with these colors, especially if the person is a loving one. The astral plane is also called the emotional plane, which ties it strongly to the heart chakra and second subtle body, the emotional body. Because it is so closely tied to the emotions, when people fall in love, great hues of pink can be seen shooting from their heart chakra. This is also why, when we're in the astral, our emotions are greatly enhanced either way. When I am with my love in the astral, it is generally free of any lower body emotions, and our love is able to flow without restriction. So now this would be a good time to play the song Heart and see this rose hue coming from the heart chakra through the astral level. And great hues of pink shooting layer, which is about 6 inches to 1 foot around the body. So take this into that aura. Next, we have the fifth layer, the etheric template body. This is what you would call a template for the lower template body, the first body referenced, which is the etheric body. This is the template that exists before the physical body is formed. So it's like our divine template. Although this coexists in a different dimension, it also extends 1.5 feet to 2 feet from the body and can only be seen by clairvoyants and very advanced healers. 1.5 feet to 2 feet from the body. It's an important layer in healing if the lower etheric body becomes disfigured, as this is the true building block to the lower etheric. This template has a dark blue hue to it. Dark blue. It's where our divine template is that we're born with, that we just grew up. From the moment we're born, probably a little later, with all our distortions. So imagine just washing this field with a very pure blue frequency, like this. Cleansing it. Harmonizing it. The etheric template body. The sixth layer is the celestial body. This is the spiritual emotional plane where a person will feel things such as bliss and spiritual ecstasy. When we reach the place of divine love, interconnectedness, generally through deep meditation or sound, we are touching on this plane, which is felt through our celestial body. When we raise our level of awareness or consciousness to the sixth level of the aura, we have allowed a connection to happen from the heart chakra and the celestial chakra. Through this, we can love not only our fellow man, the heart chakra, but do so with divine love, celestial chakra. The colors of this body are very soft in nature, pastel, and glow softly from the body. So tune in to this layer, spiritual, celestial body, and we're going to massage it with the song Water of Life. Water of Life is exactly about connecting divine love to your own physical heart. It's the water of life streaming between the two. So let this massage your celestial body so you can go into bliss and spiritual ecstasy in a place of divine love. So we'll play Water of Life now. Unconditional, universal, divine love. seventh layer. It's called the Catharic Template, or Causal Body. This is the mental level of the spiritual plane, whereas the celestial body that we just visited is the emotional level of the spiritual plane. The Catharic Template, or Causal Body, contains all the other bodies within it and extends up to 3.5 feet from the body, often in the shape of an egg. Its structure is made of gold, or silvery gold, and appears as a grid-type structure, which is very durable. It pulsates and vibrates at a very high speed within this level. And we know, when we're at this level, we know we are one with God. This body also contains the main kundalini force that runs up and down the body. So tune in to this golden egg around us, about 3 feet, up to 3.5 feet around the body, in the shape of a golden egg, pulsating at a very high frequency. And we're going to play one more song that goes from source through polarity all the way to the essence of God, the essence of oneness. And I'll leave you with this song. Well, we might have time after it, actually. I might come back. Yeah. So let this song resonate through your golden egg around your whole body. This is about source energy. etheric body is the last auric field in the spiritual plane. And there are other planes, such as the cosmic plane, but they don't have auras relating around the body. They're more non-local. So our intention is that all of your subtle bodies are clear and clean, with no distortions. And being clear and clean, the communication between them flows freely so that love and light can come in at ease. So hold all of that flowing energy, that ease, that harmony, harmonic harmony between them into the evening, into the rest of the night, the rest of the weekend. And hold it through the week, through the months to come, years to come, and lifetimes to come. Take care.